بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected friends and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh, the 25th juz of Quran was recited. Surah Hamim Sajda was completed. Surah Shura was completed. Surah Zukhruf, Surah Dukhan, and Surah Jathiyah. There are many different topics that were covered in these surahs. In Surah Shura is Surah number 42, Ayat number 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha, wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Allah is most compassionate towards His bondsmen. He grants sustenance to whomsoever He wishes, and He is the strong, the almighty. Some of our senior ulama have mentioned that through experience it is discovered that if a person is experiencing difficulty in his livelihood, is finding hard to make ends meet, and for barakat in one's sustenance, then this verse should be recited 70 times every morning. Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Ayat number 19 in Surah 42. In the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the issue of children and offspring. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء. Allah creates whatever He wishes. Allah creates whatever He wishes. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. To whomsoever He wishes, He grants females. Then He grants daughters. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. And He grants sons to whomsoever He wishes. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or He may pair them up and give them male and female offspring, sons and daughters. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And whoever Allah wishes, Allah makes them barren. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times a person is grieved by the fact that he does not have any offspring. Yes, it is something sad, but we should console ourselves that this is the decision of Allah. Allah knows that this is best for me. Some only have sons and no daughters and are yearning for daughters. Some have daughters and no sons and are yearning for sons. In Iman and Islam, we are taught to make taslim and to hand over to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam means submission. Part of that submission is here too. Submit to this decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is in our taqdeer, Allah will grant children whenever is the right time. Some people were blessed with children after 10 years of marriage. Some after 15 and 18 years of marriage, and even longer. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further on, in Surah Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the destruction of the people of Fir'aun. The incident of Musa alayhi salam with Fir'aun is mentioned in the surah, like is mentioned in most paras, most ajza and parts of the Quran. Here too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the clash between Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam and the fatal end of Fir'aun. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed Fir'aun and his army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning their destruction, Allah says, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ. That when they were destroyed, the sky and the earth never cried over them. And neither were they given any respite. Why is Allah saying that the sky never cried, the earth never cried over their loss? Does the sky and earth really cry over the loss of someone? So Allah says, when these kuffar died, then the sky and the earth never cried over them. Under the tafsir of this verse, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah quotes from several sahaba radiallahu anhum, like Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma and others, that when a believer passes away, when a true believer and one who did good on earth, when he leaves this dunya, when he dies, then the sky does cry. The earth does cry over his loss. You know, we have the habit sometimes when there's a musalli, a punctual musalli in the masjid who gets sick and then he's unable to come to the masjid, he's away for a week, 2 weeks. We go to visit him, then to cheer him up, People used to say that by the musallas are crying for you. Meaning so long you haven't come, the masjid is missing you. This is a reality. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that every person on earth has two doors in the heaven. There's two doors in the heaven designated for every human. One door through which his a'mal go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his deeds go up. And the other door through which his sustenance, his rizq and the conditions, etc., ahwal come down from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer, when he's carrying out good deeds in his life, then those good deeds are going up through that part of the sky. And obviously, in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down favorable conditions and good conditions for him. When he passes away, when he dies, then those doors are shut. Then that part of the sky cries over his loss. It misses this person. Like that respected friend and elders, they have mentioned in those riwayat that those places on earth where a believer used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we said, a musalla, a place of salat, maybe a place for a namaz room in the home, a place where a person used to sit and make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he leaves this dunya, then that spot also cries over his loss. It misses him. It senses the loss of this person. That is the value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every believer. That when he leaves this dunya, not only insan miss him, even these lifeless, so to say, seemingly lifeless creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sense his loss. That is a man of true value, respected friends and elders. And that value comes with iman and a'mal, with iman and good deeds. So let's make ourselves valuable on earth. In dunya, people are valued, people are judged by their wealth and by their popularity and by their fame in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of that means nothing, respected friends and elders. We will only be judged by our a'mal and our actions. And how does a person become valuable? How do you lead such a life that when you leave, not only your family, not only fellow friends and humans miss you and cry over your loss, rather the creation of Allah at large also senses your loss. There's only one way in which a person can lead his life in that manner, and that is in following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who will fulfill the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a man of real value in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irrespective of his financial standing, how much he owns of this world makes no difference then. Irrespective of the color of his skin, irrespective of his background or his lineage, irrespective of the country he comes from, rather he is judged by the taqwa, the fear of Allah, the amount of deen that he has in his life, the fulfillment of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding, and Allah give us tawfiq of implementing the entire sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives at all times. Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.